Okay, so I had to end my last audiobook kind of suddenly because I didn't realize that I was running out of time. And if I can remember, I think I finished off by saying that all that I've been experienced, all the wonderful things that I've been experiencing over the last weekend, last weekend, and the days after that weekend. Is that even though I've been around amazing people and I've been sharing where I'm at with amazing people, I still have to go through this personal process by myself. And I am alone, and I know that I'm only alone in the physical sense, but on a spiritual level, on a cosmic level, I know that I'm surrounded with so much love and so much support. And I feel this, I feel this in my dreams, I feel this in my waking state. I'm just in awe, really, of the revelation that's been revealed to me. I cannot find the words to really express this to anybody else because it really was a personal experience, and I'm not even going to try. To find the words, because words will not justify the experience. And, if you're listening to this, you'll understand that there are just some experiences that are personal. You can't share them. And even if you do, it doesn't really share the exact experience. It just gives you a little inkling and a little insight of what it could have been like. But I'm in awe of the simplicity of life. I'm in awe of how powerful our minds are, that we can just intend something or think about something long enough and then witness it manifest itself in full glory and even far greater than what we could have even imagined. So, yeah, when I think about what I went through from Friday night through to Saturday morning, through to Saturday evening, Saturday night through to Sunday morning, I feel so emotional, so caught up. Just so caught up in that moment. I know there's so much talk about being in the moment. But I have to say, I'm still in that moment. Even though I'm in this moment, processing that moment, I'm still in that moment. And it was just so enriching. It was just so empowering. I can't forget that moment. I don't want to forget that moment. I don't mind living in that moment as much as I'm living in this moment. So when it comes to living in the now, that's a part of my past that I really want to bask in. For a little bit longer, because it keeps me warm. I feel safe. I feel secure. I feel comforted when I think about what I went through. I've never laughed so much in my in I wouldn't say in my whole entire life, my whole entire life, because I do love to laugh. But there was one night I had a revelation, and I just laughed from the pits of my stomach. And I can understand why Buddha laughed when he became enlightened at the simplicity of life, that we just don't have to struggle. If we can just connect to the source, and remember the divinity of our beings, then we will see how simple life is. And how complicated the programming is. And we just need to deprogram from that and connect to the truth of who we are. And I see that I'm actually running out of time again. And I feel that I may have to do another part to this. Because I'm really full. And I feel that just by sharing, I will empty out some of what I'm going through and be with empty space. So I'll be back again. Thank you for listening. Peace. I am you.